people in the world, people that don't love God, know God, or keep His word, the more money they get, the more hell they get into while they're in the earth.
The lure to gain fame and fortune without God is a trap set by Satan to draw your attention away from God. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson today and discover the surplus of prosperity God has made available to you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George's teaching us this week, and it's been so good.
Praise
We're glad
God.
You're here, Pastor.
Thank you, Gloria, for having me here
one.
With you. And thank you for all of these years of teaching that you've put into me. And I just take what you've taught me
and
give it to others. Gloria, we're talking about the blessing of Abraham.
Oh.
In Galatians 3:13, it tells us that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
That
Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law, from the curse of doom.
Praise God.
And we've been so that we could have the blessing of Abraham come on us, that we would receive everything that God promised Abraham. And what you and I have been doing last week and this week, and you need to go back to the archives, look at this, go online, get all of the notes. The notes are all available to you on kcm.org. Just go to the picture of Glory and Me in the homepage and click onto it, and it'll take you over to the notes, and you can follow right along with us. We are doing, Gloria, a verse-by-verse study of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, the blessing of Abraham.
And
it belongs to us.
It is ours.
And we left off yesterday, we were talking about, and I need to do this because I just found something during the break. I just found something in verse 10 that I missed. And all the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord. They'll be in awe of you. Now, in that verse 10, then we'll go to verse 11 today. But listen to the scripture that I found. And the scripture that I found it in your notes, which we're including in the package. I didn't see this until just now. Isaiah 61:9. It says, "And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed."
Amen, amen, amen.
All will see them and will acknowledge them, that they are the seed. And that goes right along with verse 10 that said, "The people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord."
And how will they see that?
By the blessing of God that's on us and in us and around us. Praise
God. Hallelujah.
So today, Gloria, we're moving on to verse 10, verse 11. And in verse 11, it says this, "And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, and in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee."
In other words, that was all their
surroundings,
their environment.
Their business, their environment.
You know, you and I don't have any cattle, but we have other things that we're blessed.
Right, we're blessed in that and blessed by that. So let's dig into this, Gloria. Let's take a look at this scripture. "The Lord will make you plenteous in goods."
Yes, He will.
Take a look at your notes that I have there for you, Gloria, and for you if you're following along with us on page 1 there of your notes, right under your Bible notes there. There you
Where?
Go.
Here. There's so many good things to look at.
I know. We've got some great things going on this table here. We were created by God to be fully supplied in every possible way.
That is exactly true.
Every way.
Where He's in control, there's awesome supply.
That's right.
You know, heaven, they don't have any recession, depression. Nobody goes hungry up there.
Mm-mm.
People are gloriously clothed.
That's right. And we have days of heaven on earth and living in the blessing of God. It says in Proverbs 10:22, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich."
I like that.
"And He adds no sorrow with it."
Rich without sorrow.
Rich without
sorrow. That has to be rich with the blessing. The sorrow's in the sorrow's in the curse. What are you laughing
at? I'm sorry. I just thought of a book written by Peter Daniels. Remember Peter Daniels?
Yeah, sure.
"How to Be Rich, Though Happy."
How to be rich, though, happy.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but when you were talking, that just jumped into my...
Well, yeah, the blessing of the Lord.
The blessing of the Lord.
The blessing makes rich, mm-hmm. and He, the Lord, yes. adds no sorrow with it.
No sorrow.
Glory to God.
To be rich, to be wealthy, to
be
blessed,
awesome.
And to be joyful.
So, you know, people in the world, people that don't love God, know God, or keep His Word,
right.
the more money they get, the more hell they get into while they're in the earth. You know, all kind of things. Greed, drugs, alcohol, sin. If they can afford it, the more they afford sin, the worse they get. But with us, we're blessed.
We're blessed.
We have no sorrow with that blessing.
We have no sorrow. Absolutely no sorrow
Glory
with that blessing.
God.
With
Hallelujah.
The blessing. The Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. The word plenteous in the Hebrew, it is abundance.
Abundance.
I like this.
Life more abundantly.
To have more than enough. Mm-hmm. To have excess.
Yeah.
And then the Hebrew says plenteous, too much.
I like that.
With much left over. Too much.
Too much.
With much.
Leftover. Keith Moore says, too many cookies. Like
too many cookies. Too much milk.
Yeah.
Too many
yeah.
cookies. Too
like
much
that.
Milk. And in your Bible reference, Gloria, you wrote off to the side of that scripture, you wrote, plenty of everything.
Plenty of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That says it.
So He said He'd make us plenteous in goods, which means the abundance to have more than enough, too much, with excess leftover. Plenteous in goods. Now, the word goods in the Hebrew, that means prosperity, wealth, good things,
yeah.
beautiful things, the best things.
Glory to God.
That's what God wants for us.
Amen.
That's what He wants for us. And you know, Brother Copeland was teaching recently in a chapel here that we had at the ministry. He was talking about how he is so desiring to be like God and to be as God is. And he's teaching him how he is. And he started talking to us about how the Lord has dealt with him about treating you.
Oh, he's
and
so
that
good, though.
when you see something that you like,
oh.
he's on the phone ordering it.
He did it just within the last few days. Up in my garage appeared something. Because I said, I like this.
That's,
I was in somebody else's vehicle. I like this.
That's like God.
He is so
that's
good.
Like God.
God is good. Ken is good.
And He makes you plenteous in goods, prosperity, wealth, good things, beautiful things, the yeah. best things.
That's right.
And you know, I just added a couple of scriptures here.
That's
God
good.
Enjoys prospering.
That's
us.
What goods means, all those things.
All those things. All
good.
Those things. And God enjoys that. He enjoys prospering
well,
you.
Don't you like to prosper your children?
Oh, I do.
Didn't you get a thrill the first time you gave one of your kids a car?
Yes.
For their own use?
Yes.
Wasn't that a thrill?
Jeremy was beside himself. he was just speechless. He was speechless because he was saving money for a car. And Terry and I, we found this car and got it for him, had it out front, and he was just...
Isn't that great? Now, did that bless you?
Oh, it blessed
well,
me.
Well, that blesses the Lord when
Aubrey,
He blesses us.
Aubrey was the same way when we gave her first car. And I remember when you and Kenneth gave Rachel her car after she graduated from ORU.
Yeah.
We were all over at your house, and you had this little Mercedes, red Mercedes
yeah.
convertible. And we all admired that car. And you had us all come to the house. And then we were congratulating Rachel for graduating from ORU, and out comes this little convertible car. And Rachel was just... but it blessed you and Kenneth.
Well, sure.
To do that. It blesses God to bless you. Listen to this scripture, Deuteronomy 30, verse 9.
Yeah.
The Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all the work of your hand.
Abundantly.
In the fruit of your womb. In the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, for the Lord will again take delight in prospering you as He took delight in your fathers.
Amen.
He delights in it.
Yes.
And then and Psalm 35:27.
He's good. He
let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant.
People. He magnified for it. Hallelujah. Wow. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
Praise
it
God.
It is awesome.
Praise God.
So turn to
God.
The second page of your notes there, Gloria. If you're following, turn to the second page,
George,
as well.
Oh, George, you're so organized.
Now, glory, the title of this message today is A Surplus of Prosperity.
More than enough.
More than enough. We're going to look at several different translations of what this phrase says, and the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. And Gloria, the more I studied this, the more excited I got.
The
gooder it got. And so we're going to look at several different scriptures here, or several different translations of what this one scripture says. So the first one is in the Amplified Translation, the Lord shall make you to have a surplus of prosperity.
Praise God.
You know, I just meditate on that and think about it, and it just lifts me up. A surplus. The Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity.
I believe that.
So I looked up the word surplus.
I experience that.
You do. Mm-hmm. I do. And I looked up the word surplus in the Webster's Dictionary, and it is an amount that is more than the amount needed.
Praise God. Now, where does that surplus come from? It comes from the blessing.
It comes from the blessing.
Working on your behalf. The blessing works on your behalf, and it works, and it works, and it keeps working, and you get enough, and it keeps working, and you get more, and it keeps working.
Keeps multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. And a scripture that I used here was from Exodus 36:7, talking about the offerings that were received for the building. And with Moses, their contributions were more than enough to complete the whole project.
That's a good scripture for people to stand on building, isn't
it? Yes. Yes, it is.
More than enough.
More than enough. There was an overflow.
And that would be good to say, George, in the congregation, as you, pastor, are leading the congregation.
Yes, yes.
When you're believing God and you're believing to build a new building or equipment or whatever, use that scripture. And get the people saying it. Their contributions were more than enough.
More than enough.
Hallelujah.
We went over and above the need. That's a surplus.
That's abundance, yeah.
That's right. A surplus. And I was thinking about the surplus that when that little boy gave Jesus the fish and the loaves, Jesus took it, blessed it, distributed it to the thousands of people who were there, and there were the 12 baskets.
More than enough.
For the overflow.
Glory to God.
So we live in overflow.
We do.
We
that's the blessing.
That's the blessing of God. He loves to do that. I love to do that. I love to do that with my grandchildren. I love to bless my grandchildren. I love to give them things. I love to bless my children. That's the heart of God. That's the heart of the Father.
That's
a surplus. So all the it says, and the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. Here's another translation in the Message. The Lord God will lavish you with good things.
You know, people that don't have revelation on the blessing, they have to be careful not to condemn people that are blessed. You know, well, they didn't need that.
Right.
Somebody,
oh, that's
your,
good.
Your neighbor. That's... You know, your neighbors believe in God. He's sown for his car. He's believing God. And he comes driving up in that car, and the neighbor next to him says, well, he didn't need that car. That's the... You can't condemn other people's blessings, or you'll never have them yourself.
No.
And here's what you do. I learned that. Didn't we learn this from Keith Moore? When you see people, other people getting blessed, say, praise the Lord. The line is moving.
The line is moving.
The line is moving. Don't be grieved.
I'm in the blessing line.
Yes, don't be grieved at other people's blessings. Let's just say the line is moving.
The line is moving.
Glory to
God. The line is moving. Well, here's one that we say in church, or we've taught our congregation to say in church, when they see that somebody else is blessed.
Yeah.
They got a new house, a new car, a new something. And I'll say that if there's a testimony that we read in church, and people will shout all at the same time, that happens to me all the time.
That's good too, George. Praise God.
Amen. God will lavish you with good things.
That's the Message translation.
That's the Message translation. And the word lavish in the dictionary, it means to expend or to give in amounts without limit, in great amounts or without limit.
Praise
to expend or to give in great amounts or without limit.
Glory to God.
Wow.
How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called the children of God.
That's it.
Great love.
That's it. 1 John 3:1.
No limit. Glory to God.
How great is that love? No, that's what God does for us. Mm-hmm. He lavishes that upon us. I see Kenneth do that with you.
Oh, he's so good.
When he preached that in chapel the other day, talking about you, I'd never heard him preach that before. It was like a marriage seminar that we were having right there. And that, seriously, Gloria, at one point...
Now, what did he say? What are you talking about?
Well, he was talking about what the Lord told him to do about you, and that every time you express something that you like or you desire, he'll call, get on the phone. There was a car that you liked.
That's
and
right.
He was on the phone that hour finding that car for you. And that's breathtaking.
That's the way God is.
He
got that from the Lord.
He loves his wife in the same way that Jesus loves the church. We knew that he did that, but he said that, but he's following the Father's lead because that's what the Father
that's
does
right.
with him.
Yeah.
And at some point during that message that Brother Copeland was preaching, I actually got an elbow from somebody sitting next to me.
Uh-huh.
Terry's name will be not mentioned on the broadcast, but she just gave me the old elbow on that one. And I'm like, I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. I'm with you. Terry has been, she wants a David Yurman necklace.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard.
So... I turned to her and she elbowed me and I just looked at her and I said, David Yurman is coming. And that's the way.
That's the blessing word.
Well, I'll mention.
And you'll be blessed.
I'll be blessed. But I have a revelation about marriage and I'll share my revelation.
Okay, good.
And
ahead.
It's the way God blesses us, men, how we can bless our wives.
Yeah.
Men usually go shopping, if they go shopping with their wives. Sometimes men turn into zombies when they're walking around in the mall with their wife. They're walking, usually walk behind her, going through there. She's looking at things and picking out things. And one day I was with Terry and Aubrey and we had just walked into the mall and they stopped at the first
counter
of clothes that were there. I thought, this is going to be a long day.
Yeah, right.
But I've gotten a revelation about it.
What is it?
Well, I used to carry a pad and pencil with me, but now I have my iPhone, which I can put things on, because Terry will tell me all year long what she wants for Christmas or what she wants for her birthday, because she'll pick up and stuff. I really like that. I really like that. And there are times we'll just buy it there on the spot. There are other times she'll say, no, I don't want that right now, but I'm keeping a list. I'm keeping a list of what she wants. And you know what? That's what the Father does for you.
Praise
because
God.
He wants to bless you. He's keeping a list of all the things that you're talking about that you would like and you would desire. And if you would just open your spirit and open your heart and allow Him to lavish that on you, you will experience the same thing. So I tell men, you need to start going shopping with your wives and listen to what she's saying, because when it comes Valentine's Day or it comes her birthday or anniversary, don't miss the anniversary.
Right. George, you're a very wise man.
Then you can pull out that list that you have, because guys come up to the day before on those kind of things and they go blank, they go dumb. Valentine's coming, it's like, I don't know what to give her. I'll get her some chocolate. No, you pull out your list that you've
That's
been taking
right.
and go, oh, I know what she wants. I know
That's
it'll
amazing.
Bless her. So God will lavish good things on you. Okay, the Bible in basic English says the Lord will make you fertile in every good thing. Now, fertile, that was an interesting, going along with this scripture right here, He'll make you plenteous in goods. He'll make you fertile in every good thing.
The
word
definition.
Fertile, read them the definition.
Producing a large amount of something.
Mm-hmm.
Fertile.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
There's a lady in our church.
Producers. We're producers.
There's a lady in our church that came up to me the other day after church. Usually I meet and greet folks, new folks that are coming through. This lady came up, she started talking to me. She said, yeah, we have a big family. I'm one of 14.
My, she wasn't kidding.
And her husband then said to me, her parents really love each other.
That's right.
So one of 14, very fertile. But that does mean fertile. Producing a large amount.
Well, like we get the message.
I get the message. And the scripture that I use is Genesis 26, 12. Again, Isaac planted crops in that famine land.
Yeah.
And at the same year, reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him.
Blessed him. The blessing.
The Lord blessed him. The man became rich. And his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so much stuff and servants that the Philistines envied him. So the Lord made him fertile in everything he did. This next translation, the Lord will make you rich.
What is EXB?
EXB means the
translation.
The expanded. I think it's the expanded Bible.
Yeah, that's good.
The Lord will make you rich.
What is rich? Rich is more than enough.
It's more than enough.
You'll have abundance.
And I have another message that we never really taught on this broadcast before, but we'll have to do it at another time. But it is a series of messages called Lifestyles of the Rich and Righteous.
Oh, I like that. Joy.
And the lifestyles, remember there was a show on television?
Yeah, Rich and Famous.
Rich and Famous. Well, the lifestyles of the rich and rich and righteous.
Amen.
When we're talking about rich, we're talking about people that follow God, obey God, and they are willing at any moment in time to give, sow, whatever needs to go out.
That's right.
I told Kenneth the other day, I said, sometimes when I go shopping for clothes, I'll see something, I'll like it, I'll buy it, I'll take it home, and I never put it on. And the reason is the Lord had me buy that for somebody else. I've given shoes, suits, shirts,
you just have to find
pants.
Somebody your size.
I buy this stuff and I bring it home and I never wear
and
it.
And you wait to see.
And then
see
I wait you. Until the and I go,
well,
oh,
now that's interesting.
That's
George.
A seed. That's the lifestyles of the rich and righteous.
Hallelujah.
Now,
glory
the commentary
God.
That I wrote on the
I
that
wear a found, size. No, I'm not telling what size. All right, go ahead.
All right, this commentary says, superabundance will the Lord give thee for good, for happiness and prosperity. Superabundance, that's the blessing. Superabundant in the dictionary, exceedingly or excessively abundant, more than sufficient. And the scripture for that, Ephesians 3:20 in the Amplified, now to him who by the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare
Boy, that amplified's
ask
good.
Or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, and thoughts.
God is able
and, so
and willing.
That's the blessing. And it goes on to say in this verse 10, or verse 11 rather, in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto the fathers to give you, the blessing produces massive fruit.
Even in your business.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything is producing because
Praise
the blessing
God.
Of Abraham is
abundant.
A surplus.
It's called abundant life.
Prosperity.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
George and I'll be right back.
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. You can't win a victory as long as the problem is the biggest thing in your life. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24-25, you cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. He's saying that we serve our thoughts. That's why Isaiah 55 says for us to forsake our thoughts and by the word, take God's thoughts. Quit allowing the problem to consume your thought life. Switch from wrong thinking to right thinking. Make Jesus the biggest thing in your life. Serve him with your thoughts and he will set you free.
Well, it just seems like I can't catch a break, you know? Everything I touch has been falling apart. It seems like you never have a bad day. How do you do it?
It's not that I don't have any bad days or any challenges. It's the blessing in my life. Deuteronomy 28 tells us everything that we're guaranteed.
Explain.
Well, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's break it down in the Blessing of Abraham package. It's a series that you can get on CD or DVD with study notes, along with Kenneth Copeland's book, The Blessing. It shows you exactly how God's promise works for you.
Sounds like more than just a theory.
Oh no, it's a way of life. Pastor George breaks down what it means to have your enemies run from you 7 ways. And in Brother Copeland's book, The Blessing, he shares all the things that he's learned in ministry over the past 40 years and how God wants to bless us.
So when I believe what I'm saying,
good or bad,
then I'll see those things in my life?
Exactly. You can live in the blessing no matter what comes your way.
Live in the blessing no matter what comes your way. Order the Blessing of Abraham package on CD or DVD for a special price of $39.99 and save 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us toll free. Know that wherever you are, whatever you do, whatever you have, wherever you go, you are blessed. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Your days of being alone are over forever.
Praise God.
The Father wants to love you. He wants to lavish His love upon you. He wants to lavish His blessing upon you. And the way that you begin this life is by making Jesus the Lord of your life. And we're going to pray right now. Gloria and I are going to pray for you. I'll speak out this, and I want you to confess it with us. Gloria will say it with us. And this is going to be your stepping into a new life with Jesus. And it's so simple.
Oh,
it's so simple.
Hallelujah.
Just close your eyes
changes.
Right now. Put your hand over your heart.
Thank you.
Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you for your love.
I thank you for your love.
I thank you for how much you care for me.
Thank you for how much you care for me.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
And do something with it.
And do something with
Reveal
it.
Reveal your blessing to me.
Reveal your blessing to me.
And show me how I can bless others.
And show me how I can bless others.
Fill me now.
Fill me now.
With your precious Holy Spirit.
With your precious Holy Spirit.
I thank you for your life.
I thank you for your life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise God,
Praise
Gloria.
Praise God.
Wow.
You prayed that with us today. We've got some free material we want to give you. It's called the Salvation Package. A book, 2 brochures on how to study your Bible, get in a good church that preaches you the Word of God, and request your salvation package today. If you'd like to do it on kcm.org, you can, and we will send it to you. If you got born again today, send us your testimony. We want to rejoice with you. It's a big day. Everything changed
Amen.
For me
Everything.
When I got born again. God has a good plan for your future. You are on the path to victory. Join us again tomorrow, and remember, Jesus is
Lord.
Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. It's time to receive His love and live the abundant life God provided for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The showers of blessing raining down on us.
Showers of blessing.
And those showers in the Hebrew, those are not just a little light rain that's coming down. It talks
it's
about
gully
it's gully washer.